All right, it's that time of the week.
It's time to buy. Buy. Sell.
How many are in? 12 and a half, 15.
And hold.
Alrighty. John, give me the rundown here on buy, sell, hold.
Buy, sell, or hold. Congress banning TikTok in the United States.
Buy. Let's get that done. You had these congressional hearings that we've been talking about throughout the morning. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, the TikTok CEO was down there, and he was testifying on Capitol Hill. And it did not go well for him overall. He was asked multiple times about manipulating content, access to user data. Here's just one clip from the TikTok CEO who I thought had an absolutely horrible showing.
Do you disagree with FBI Director Wray and NSA Director Nakasone when they said that the CCP could have the capability to manipulate data and send it to the United States? Do you disagree with their statement?
Their statement says could.
So do you disagree with that?
No, I don't disagree with that.
Okay, so it is possible that the CCP, under the auspices of ByteDance, which is your parent company, which you get paid from, has the ability to manipulate content that is being shared with 130 million Americans, yes?
Congressman, I just want to make sure I'm understanding all these questions.
Okay, now, the TikTok CEO kind of, he was getting smoked there. So he did the whole, I don't understand. I don't know. Whoa, walk me. Whoa. He starts playing the whole victim thing. I need to understand. No. This is not. The guy understands English very clearly. He speaks English very well. But then he was trying to play the whole thing. Let me understand. No. You understand what the question was there, sir. TikTok CEO Shrew True. You get what the question was. And because you could not answer it honestly, so you tried to kind of dance around it, and you got caught with your pants down. This thing should be banned for 150 million Americans tomorrow because of, yes, that essentially direct ownership by the Chi-Coms. And guess what? For all of you saying, well, I thought you were a free market guy, somebody's going to come in and fill in that gap. Now, some are asking, hey, is Facebook lobbying to get rid of TikTok? Probably. Yes, this is going to be good for Facebook and Twitter. Instagram's owned by Facebook or Meta, so, you know, they're one and the same. I understand that it is in Facebook's best interest to have TikTok banned. That doesn't mean that banning TikTok is wrong. Two things can be true at the same time. Yes, this will benefit Facebook and Instagram, but it's still, just because it will benefit them does not mean it's not the right thing to do. So I'm on board with that. John, what do you got for me next?
Buy, sell, or hold. You making it through the weekend on solo dad duty.
Oh, boy.
Godspeed, my friend.
Yeah. I'm going to hold. I think I'll make it. But if you don't see me by about 5:30 on Monday, just give me a call just to make sure I'm maybe like Sunday night. If one of you guys could just text me on Sunday night, make sure I'm okay. Kate's going out of town for a couple of days. I'm flying solo with a 4 and soon-to-be 2-year-old, and for the longest period of time, that it'll just be the three of us. So this is a first for everybody here. I think I'll be okay. I'm a little worried about them from the standpoint of someone starts calling for mom, I can't duplicate mom. I suppose I could pretend to be a woman, but you know that limits me in many ways. So, Mark, you got two daughters. They're older at this point. Do you have any advice for me on this front?
Yeah, just make sure you have the Cheerios handy and
the Cheerios,
whatever snacks they like.
I don't know. Your kids must have been simpler than mine. Cheerios is not going to get it done if we get full meltdown
puffs?
Mode. Puffs could get it done.
All right.
I don't
milk.
Know. Milk could get it done.
Bluey or whoever your favorite show is.
Bluey will get the job done. I don't want to be over reliant on Bluey because we try to limit that as much as we can.
No, because that begins to wear on you as the caretaker.
That's true as well.
Maybe Woody can help you out.
Well, he may be a bigger pain in the butt than them by the end of the weekend. Because he's going to be seeking attention too, and he ain't going to be getting a lot of it, John.
Large open spaces.
Yes.
I have grandsons. I try to run them, so to speak, get them out into an area.
You know what?
You know.
Now that you say that, I have been watching the weather forecast for this weekend for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
To try to make sure that we're going to get decent weather so I can be outside, because that is my saving grace.
Hey, there's always Union Station, my
friend. Touche. Touche. Got to get them down there first in one piece, but outside of that.
There's that. Sometimes going somewhere will entertain them for a while.
That's true. I like my odds. We're going to be all great. Right. But if you want to check in on me on social media, if I'm kind of slow on Twitter or whatnot over the weekend, you know, send me a DM. Make sure I'm doing okay.
So. When I have the grandsons, I put on a TV network that has these hour-long shows running, and I just kind of count them instead of looking at the clock, because I always look at the clock every 5 minutes. At least I know when the episode changed. I'm like, okay, another hour. All right, sir. Buy, sell, or hold, Kansas State advances to the Final Four.
Oh, baby, buy. The Cats are going to get it done. This is not going to be a 2018 repeat where they blow it against Loyola Chicago. They are hot right now. They are feeling it. This is not Bruce Weber. I mean, Bruce, you know, let's not make it about Bruce Weber. This is all about this team.
There you go.
Jerome Tang, Marquise Noel, Keontae Johnson. It's about these guys on the biggest stage, four New York City guys on that roster, playing in the world's most famous arena in New York City, Madison Square Garden. And I believe this Wildcat team is headed to a Final Four. They're going to be in Houston, and it is going to be a year to remember for K-State fans after winning the Big 12 in football and now punching that ticket to a Final Four tomorrow night. Let's go.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
All right, buy, sell, hold in the books as we approach 9 o'clock.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.